If the Jewish or Roman leaders had stolen the body of Jesus as it laid in the grave, all they would have to do is produce the body in order to squelch the growing movement of the apostles and disciples. If the disciples had stolen the body, then they surely would not have given over their entirety of their lives, most of them dying in torturous martyrdom, and all of them suffering persecution for this very cause. Why suffer all of that if it was all a big hoax, a big lie that they themselves concocted? But we know that not to be the case. They were terrified of the Jewish authorities after the crucifixion. They thought they were next on the hit list. But once they saw the resurrected Christ and were filled with His promised Spirit, their fuse was lit, and nothing kept them from declaring the resurrection to all people. As we read historical accounts of the disciples' lives, even accounts outside of the Bible, they testify to their bold and dramatic shift. The book of Acts says that these disciples were turning the world upside down. They were willing to be beaten and stoned, thrown to the lions, burned at the stake. And it wasn't because they thought Jesus had a good life philosophy or really insightful maxims for life. It was because they had seen the resurrected Christ. You have to do something with all of these historical realities. You have to land somewhere. You can't just brush the most significant event in all of Earth's history to the cutting room floor. You would be foolish to do so. And the reason why this is so important for you to consider is because Jesus Himself said that He would give His life as a ransom for sin, a payment for sin, and that payment would cover the guilt of all who would place their faith, put their trust and dependency upon Him. But if you do not, then you will face the judgment of God upon your own merits. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says, God commands all people everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. God's word to us can be trusted because of Jesus' resurrection. The disciples report on this for the sake of our faith. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31 say this, Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. The disciples saw and reported so we would believe and have life. But I also want you to know that the resurrection makes a difference in your daily life right now, and not just in the life that comes after death. It is through the resurrection of Christ and His resurrection power that we live through today's struggles and celebrate today's victories. He is the source of our life day by day. So today, please pray for Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon, as they spread this good news. And also remember the Kotokoli Tim LifeWord broadcast. It's heard in Togo, Benin, and Ghana.